So, you know, if you've traveled, you a lot of times, especially by plane, will walk by all the people in first class, wonder what they do for a living to be able to afford such luxury, right?
Yes. It's how the other half lives.
Oh, it's how the other half lives. But not enough that you turn into a setting the bar story, right?
Uh-huh.
It's 99.7 EJX. Setting the bar stories are what, Kelly?
Examples of what not to do.
Right. If you can manage to make it through the day without causing a flight delay and having to get escorted off the flight in handcuffs because you just sat in first class and refused to leave without a ticket, then you're doing okay.
Oh, dang it. Yeah, they're not just going to be like, no. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know what? Finders keepers, I guess you got it.
Yeah, no, they're not going to ever say that. You're going to have some problems.
This is, I'm putting this in the setting the bar category because if the last, absolute last thing you ever want to have happened when you're traveling is to be delayed.
Oh, yeah, it's the worst for everybody.
It's the worst. Absolute worst. So,
and you certainly don't want to be the cause of other people being delayed. So it's bad enough if you're delayed, but if you cause the entire plane to be delayed, oh, you're really a bad guy.
Yeah, so there was a flight leaving Miami, and these two people, women, had to be escorted off the plane because they sat in first class, and they were like, this is where we are.
I deserve to live the first class lifestyle, and you're just going to let me do it.
Now, I feel like they may have been hitting the airport bar a little too hard before the flight.
Sounds like it. So that does make you braver.
There is cell phone footage that got uploaded to, like, This Is Dade County Instagram of them in handcuffs getting walked off.
Yeah. I'm getting kicked off because I didn't sit in the right seat.
I didn't sit in the right seat. And then they, for some reason, incessantly start doing the splits.
Oh, well.
Sorry, I just had to
do the splits. I had to do a little yoga. Yeah. And so there are several videos of them walking through the airport and just continuing to drop and do the splits while the police are trying to escort them out.
It does make it difficult to just walk them out when they stop to do that.
They I think were up to no good from the start because
they look like it.
I looked at their Instagram and they posted their own videos of them like walking down the jetway, standing on their heads.
Oh, wow.
And things like that. Like, okay. So these women clearly had other ulterior motives.
They are dressed like they want attention.
They are.
I am judging a book by its cover right now.
Yeah.
But yes. They don't look like they shy away from attention.
Right. Exactly. They kind of welcome that attention and they got it. And so, again, that's why I say it's setting the bar. Please don't be like them.
One of the comments, is this a Snooki and JWoww lookalike contest or something?
Yeah, for sure. Yes. And actually, they dive into their own video and say, look, there's us.
Yep. They are absolutely bringing Snooki and JWoww vibes.
100%. Yes. 100%. So anyways, that is your setting the bar story. We'll share it on @BenAndKellyShow. You can see it on our stories.